Well, let's turn to London. Welcome, Middle East expert, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Al-Issa. Well, now we're seeing travel bans on individuals. Now three clerics and a human rights activist. A ban has been implemented upon them. Do you think that shows the fear that the government in Saudi Arabia right now must be having? Or what exactly, what do you attribute this to? Do you think that they think that by doing this they can control the uprising in the country, or what?
Well, there is at the moment a deep-rooted and a deep-seated fear that the Saudi regime is having from the eruption, the spread of the popular uprising, which basically started off in the eastern province, which is the oil-rich eastern province, by the people there demanding an end to violent, intolerable discrimination and unbearable abuse and widespread persecution. However, the popular uprising and against all the odds surmounted the Saudi regime's impregnable defense, which is sectarian divisions. It actually have reached the heartland and the areas of the diehard supporters of the regime, and that's why the regime is desperately worried and tries to go out of its way to ramp up the sectarian tension and ratchet up the sectarian strife between the communities in order to demonstrate to its people that it is involved in confronting and combating a serious, perilous, and existential threat coming from the Shias, and namely from the Islamic Republic of Iran, in order to deter and pull the rug from under the feet of those protesters, to put them on the back foot, and to also put them in a corner and portray them as people who are standing against the regime, which has tried its best to portray itself as the standard bearer or the defender of Sunni Islam, but that has been widely exposed to the people of Saudi Arabia, since the regime have wholeheartedly and emphatically supported tyrannical regimes in Tunisia, in Egypt.
Well, Mr. Al-Issa, almost out of time. So sorry, almost out of time. But do you think by these techniques that the monarchy in Saudi Arabia is using, do you think that they will be successful in stopping the unrest and the protests that are taking place inside of the country?
I think they have spectacularly failed, and their tactics have spectacularly backfired. We all remember that the king has tried to bribe his own people, then issued a stark warning, threatening them with dire reprisals if they continue with protesters. We've seen also the Wahhabi Salafi establishment issue a warning and consider those protests as anti-Islamic. All that has spectacularly failed to deter their people. And we've seen also the Interior Ministry issue a warning and consider those people who are peacefully demonstrating and demanding an end to the massive oppression and suppression and the total lack of human rights as the new terrorists. And that has happened under the very eyes of the new Secretary of State, John Kerry.
All right, well, thank
John
you so
Kerry,
much. I'm so sorry. We are out of time. I appreciate you being with us. Middle East expert out of London, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa.